Deuteronomy, chapter 28. And it will come to pass, if you will listen diligently to the voice of Yahweh your God, to observe to do all his commandments which I command you this day, that Yahweh your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings will come upon you, and overtake you, if you will listen to the voice of Yahweh your God. Blessed you will be in the city, and blessed you will be in the field. Blessed will be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your beasts, the increase of your cattle, and the young of your flock. Blessed will be your basket and your kneading trough. Blessed you will be when you come in, and blessed you will be when you go out. Yahweh will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be struck before you. They will come out against you one way, and will flee before you seven ways. Yahweh will command the blessing on you in your barns, and in all that you put your hand to, and he will bless you in the land which Yahweh your God gives you. Yahweh will establish you for a holy people to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you will keep the commandments of Yahweh your God, and walk in his ways. And all the peoples of the earth will see that you are called by the name of Yahweh, and they will be afraid of you. And Yahweh will make you plenteous for good, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground, in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give you. Yahweh will open to you his good treasure the heavens, to give the rain of your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand, and you will lend to many nations, and you will not borrow. And Yahweh will make you the head, and not the tail, and you will be above only, and you will not be beneath, if you will listen to the commandments of Yahweh your God, which I command you this day, to observe and to do them. And will not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand, or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it will come to pass, if you will not listen to the voice of Yahweh your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command you this day, that all these curses will come upon you, and overtake you. Cursed you will be in the city, and cursed you will be in the field. Cursed will be your basket and your kneading trough. Cursed will be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, the increase of your cattle, and the young of your flock. Cursed you will be when you come in, and cursed you will be when you go out. Yahweh will send on you cursing, discomfiture, and rebuke, in all that you put your hand to do, until you are destroyed, and until you perish quickly, because of the evil of your doings, by which you have forsaken me. Yahweh will make the pestilence stick to you, until he has consumed you from off the land, where you go in to possess it. Yahweh will strike you with consumption, and with fever, and with inflammation, and with fiery heat, and with drought, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they will pursue you until you perish. And your heaven that is over your head will be bronze, and the earth that is under you will be iron. Yahweh will make the rain of your land powder and dust, from heaven it will come down on you, until you are destroyed. Yahweh will cause you to be struck before your enemies, you will go out one way against them, and will flee seven ways before them, and you will be tossed to and fro among all the kingdoms of the earth. And your dead body will be food to all birds of the heavens, and to the beasts of the earth, and there will be none to frighten them away. Yahweh will strike you with the boil of Egypt, and with the emerods, and with the scurvy, and with the itch, of which you can't be healed. Yahweh will strike you with madness, and with blindness, and with astonishment of heart. And you will grope at noonday, as the blind gropes in darkness, and you will not prosper in your ways, and you will be only oppressed and robbed always, and there will be none to save you. You will betroth a wife, and another man will rape her, you will build a house, and you will not dwell in it, you will plant a vineyard, and will not use its fruit. Your ox will be slain before your eyes, and you will not eat of it, your donkey will be violently taken away from before your face, and will not be restored to you, your sheep will be given to your enemies, and you will have none to save you. Your sons and your daughters will be given to another people, and your eyes will look, and fail with longing for them all the day, and there will be nothing in the power of your hand. The fruit of your ground, and all your labors, will a nation which you don't know eat up, and you will be only oppressed and crushed always. So that you will be insane for the sight of your eyes which you will see. Yahweh will strike you in the knees, and in the legs, with an intense boil, of which you can't be healed, from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. Yahweh will bring you, and your king whom you will set over you, to a nation that you haven't known, you nor your fathers, and there you will serve other gods, wood and stone. And you will become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword, among all the peoples where Yahweh will lead you away. You will carry much seed out into the field, and will gather little in, for the locust will consume it. You will plant vineyards and dress them, but you will neither drink of the wine, nor gather the grapes, for the worm will eat them. You will have olive trees throughout all your borders, but you will not anoint yourself with the oil, for your olive will cast its fruit. You will beget sons and daughters, but they will not be yours, for they will go into captivity. All your trees and the fruit of your ground will the locust possess. The sojourner who is in the midst of you will mount up above you higher and higher, and you will come down lower and lower. He will lend to you, and you will not lend to him, he will be the head, and you will be the tail. And all these curses will come upon you, and will pursue you, and overtake you, until you are destroyed, because you didn't hearken to the voice of Yahweh your God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. And they will be on you for a sign and for a wonder, and on your seed forever. Because you didn't serve Yahweh your God with joyfulness, and with gladness of heart, by reason of the abundance of all things. Therefore you will serve your enemies that Yahweh will send against you, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things, and he will put a yoke of iron on your neck, until he destroys you. Yahweh will bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue you will not understand. A nation of fierce countenance, that will not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And will eat the fruit of your cattle, and the fruit of your ground, until you are destroyed, that also will not leave you grain, new wine, or oil, the increase of your cattle, or the young of your flock, until they have caused you to perish. And they will besiege you in all your gates, until your high and fortified walls come down, in which you trusted, throughout all your land, and they will besiege you in all your gates throughout all your land, which Yahweh your God has given you. And you will eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and of your daughters, whom Yahweh your God has given you, in the siege and in the distress with which your enemies will distress you. The man who is tender among you, and very delicate, his eye will be evil toward his brother, and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his sons whom he has remaining. So that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his sons whom he will eat, because he has nothing left for himself, in the siege and in the distress with which your enemy will distress you in all your gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, who would not adventure to set the sole of her foot on the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye will be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter. And toward her young one who comes out from between her feet, and toward her sons whom she will bear, for she will eat them for want of all things secretly, in the siege and in the distress with which your enemy will distress you in your gates. If you will not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, Yahweh your God. Then Yahweh will make your plagues wonderful, and the plagues of your seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and intense sicknesses, and of long continuance. And he will bring on you again all the diseases of Egypt, which you were afraid of, and they will stick to you. Also every sickness, and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, Yahweh will bring them on you, until you are destroyed. And you will be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because you did not listen to the voice of Yahweh your God. And it will come to pass, that, as Yahweh rejoiced over you to do you good, and to multiply you, so Yahweh will rejoice over you to cause you to perish, and to destroy you, and you will be plucked from off the land where you go in to possess it. And Yahweh will scatter you among all peoples, from the one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth, and there you will serve other gods, which you haven't known, you nor your fathers, even wood and stone. And among these nations you will find no ease, and there will be no rest for the sole of your foot, but Yahweh will give you there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and pining of soul. And your life will hang in doubt before you, and you will fear night and day, and will have no assurance of your life. In the morning you will say, "Oh that it were evening!" And at evening you will say, "Oh that it were morning!" For the fear of your heart which you will fear, and for the sight of your eyes which you will see. And Yahweh will bring you into Egypt again with ships, by the way of which I said to you, you will see it no more again, and there you will sell yourselves to your enemies for male slaves and for female slaves, and no man will buy you.